everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to Seeing of the Divine, Level 4, Session 17, November 24th, 2019. Now, of course, we're very pleased to have everybody with us today. And today we will, this will be a community call, and we'll start with a centering meditation from Archangel Gabriel. Now, the topic for today, will be to discuss recent teachings and the value that this progression has given us to better understand the ascension process. Also, Milena will be with us this afternoon to be part of the discussion. And a little announcement, our next session, there will be a Ask the Archangel, of course, the first Tuesday in December. But then our next session will be December the 10th. So we look forward to seeing you then as well. So let's all take a deep breath, and let's assist Joan in bringing forth our dear friend, Archangel Gabriel.
Greetings. It is I, Gabriel. I am delighted to be with everyone in our crucible at this time, at the present moment. So, if everyone will take a deep breath, let go of the thoughts and events of the day. Very present in your sacred heart, very present in this moment. Now breathe in light. And as you exhale, exhale love. And breathe in love and exhale light. Breathe in light and exhale love. Bring into your conscious awareness of the beauty of the light vehicle that you are, and recognize as you use your creative energy, every breath that you take with intention, every exhale that follows the inhale has an impact on the earth and humanity. Recognize that as you breathe in love, the undifferentiated love that you can transmit through your physicality because you are divine, influences everyone within any proximity of who you are at that vaster level. The love that you emanate from your physicality impacts the earth, impacts humanity, impacts you at that more refined level. And when you share the light that flows through you with intention as you exhale, recognize that it is always in the love that you are. Now take a deep breath. In that recognition, recognize the beauty of you. Recognize yourself as light body. Influencing the physical body moment by moment as you breathe. Now begin to feel in that body the expansiveness of your soul spirit within the light body. Recognize that it influences that soul spirit in the light body, begins to influence the physical body. First, it influences the etheric body, and then, finally, it impacts the denser physical expression. The vehicle that you are presently using, and how it elevates it energetically into a different frequency range just by being conscious of your soul spirit. See how luminous you are at this very moment. Another deep breath. Recognize the entire collective of our crucible. Light in the crucible is luminous. With your presence and the presence of all members of our community, so now we are ready for you to begin a discussion. So, let us begin. So that the human part of this beautiful crucible can begin to converse and to add to the crucible from the human perspective.
Thank you, Gabriel, for that wonderful meditation. You always get us started in the right way, and we appreciate that very much. Now, let's open this session to the group. Remember, to talk, you hit star 6, and to go silent, you hit star 6 again. Now, also tonight, Metatron will be with us. It'll be available if needed. For any of the group interactions, so just so that you're aware of that. So, let's get you going here.
No, we didn't want that. We just have open a star 6.
Oh,
put it back.
Sorry. We're just going to... Well, we're starting again. So this is just the star 6, star 6.
Okay. So I think it would be a very interesting discussion. So much has transpired since we began this series this year. And especially... prior to the conference and the teachings after the conference. So I'd like to invite you to have a discussion about how you have implemented these teachings and the awarenesses that you have. Also, if you would like to expand on your understanding of a certain teaching, I think it would be a wonderful discussion to have and invite our other members to talk about their experience or their view of certain things and how it has altered their perception of life, its purpose, the perception of the body itself. So let's begin. Who'd like to go?
Well, we have a caller.
Okay.
Hello.
No, we don't.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
There's Kelly.
Hey, I have a question, and I think it's related. In physics, we are taught that all matter and form is composed mostly of empty space. And in Seating of the Divine, we're taught that love is the glue that holds all creativity and form together. And so my question is that empty space that we're taught about in physics, let's say, is that the love that is the glue that holds everything together?
Anybody like to make a comment on that?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
My comment on that is yes. That space is filled with the creative energy of love, which has many, I use color just because it's easy for me. I call it the different colors of love. So that which would be holding a chair together is going to be different than what is holding your body. And that's why often they talk about frequency, because each color has a frequency, and that's just the easy way for me to connect and draw in, because it feels differently.
Yes, that makes total sense.
And then as we're remembering our mastery, it's kind of like remembering the recipe of what is used and the quantitativeness. And that's part of our development we're doing right now. And that's why we try to create things, and, you know, it's kind of like making soup. Sometimes you put too much salt in, and next time you go, well, we don't need so much of that in there. And then also the same thing, you find out maybe you need a little more of the other. And that's why standing in the 144 frequencies that you carry personally, and then how do you, that what makes up you, and what, that's why your signature, your contribution in each creation makes a difference.
So is each one of those 144 frequencies then made up of a different color or a different combination of colors?
That's how I see it.
That makes sense to me.
And that's why,
to
me, you know, I mean, go to the paint store and you look for purple and there's, you know, a whole array. If you look for a different color, there's a whole array. So when you combine your frequencies, what is the actual color of, you know, pink that you put forward? Because you blend. And the color wheel just makes it easy for me to put it into a physical visual for myself, along with the geometries. But if you want to feel a difference, take your geometries, color them in the different colors of rainbow, and each one will feel different.
So I'm going to assume, to take this to another level, that every physical creation that I want to create would have not only the love, which is the, I like seeing it as color too. I think that feels good to me, but it would also have a different geometry. If I wanted to create, you know, a chair, that would have a different geometry than if I were to, say, want to create a baby, let's say.
Yes. And I know for me, I get to see that when I'm doing massage, I can see the geometries of the muscle, which has got a different geometry than a vein. And when I find a muscle that's knotted up, it's usually got a, I call it a star point stuck in a divot. So if you put it together and you got a heart next to a star and you stick one of the points in the curve of the heart, then it can't spin. And you create a knot. And so, to me, that's how I see some of that creativeness. And the energy of love has a flow to it. That's why we often associate it with the emotional body and also the water. You know, you have the size of the flow, it's like the size of the hose, and then also the intensity of the flow. makes a difference, and it's magnetic. So it draws to itself the other particles, which can hold to then make an object.
That makes sense.
Molecular structure different between a cloud, water, and an ice cube, except the speed of the electron.
Yeah. So I would take that analogy and go, if I'm creating something in the physical, it would be like taking a felt pen on a piece of paper, and if I do it really lightly, I get one creation. If I add pressure, I get another creation. If I add even more pressure, I get a thicker line.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Peggy. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Peggy.
Great. Hi. Hi, everybody. This is a really good discussion, and I love your explanations. And another analogy I had, too, was that analogy to color is music and sound. And I feel so strongly that that is connected, well, obviously, to creation. But all the different frequencies that go into there also are analogous to the geometries. And I've been meditating on the flower of life. And it seems that there seems to be a continuity and self-contained frequency of that entire flower of life. So I'm as you're seeing color, I'm hearing sound, and that's another basis of creation. And that's all I wanted to put in there.
I totally agree.
Yeah,
and it's real simple. The key. Red is the key of C. So anybody who's done anything musical, just start with the key of C with red and run your rainbow. I put that on my harp. That's why I like to take words and play them on my harp, because you put out the color vibrational code.
I didn't know you had a harp.
Yep, I bet someone made it for me. I was gifted with it, and it was because I wanted to use the power of the color of the letters and the sounds of the letters. And so that way I could play people's names, play the words. And
oh, that sounds really fun.
And I used it for charging up my own body. Play my song.
Well, thank you. That was fantastic conversation, and definitely gives me some more ideas of how to play with creating.
Don't you think that has an energetic impact, because it brings you more into an awareness of the beauty of your body, your physical body? And recently we've talked about upgrading the body into a more refined frequency, its consciousness and the body itself. So I think it takes it out of the etheric realm and makes it more real, if you can realize that our body is such a beautiful instrument with so many different, a wide range of frequencies, color, sound. And it's through all of that and the love and the light that this beautiful vehicle is upgraded.
Most definitely. You can take the, and I'll just use an example. What I was trying to rejuvenate in my body when I was first studying this was my kidneys. The kidneys go to the sound of D, and its color code is orange. And so you could sit and meditate with that. I usually go to the physical world of it, and I put orange sheets on my bed and would play music that was in the key of D. Could play with, you know, and the sounds of the key of D in the different octaves. That's why a harp is different than any other instrument, because if you would, whatever octave you would string, pluck the key, the string in D, all the rest of the octaves will also chime in. And that's the difference between harp music and other, any other instrument.
Charlotte, this is Beth. I actually sing with a few people once a month or so, and we actually just go into those frequencies of singing and so on. But what you're just talking about, it would be really nice if you could share with us on a PDF or something the relationship between the color and the musical scale and so on. And the body, because I think that would be something that some of us could really kind of focus on and perhaps intervene in our own health care. I have also found that the body is really becoming something that we have to pay attention to, and if we don't, it reminds us. So I think what Joan was saying is really true. Our bodies are going to be really important in how we bring about, you know, this transformation that we're all trying to do in the world. And also our bodies are sometimes just carried along ley lines, and, you know, suddenly you find yourself in a place that you don't even know exactly how and why you were called to be there and what we're doing. But it's we're plugging into those energies, those earth energies. So it's always interesting to just observe the body and what it's telling us in those situations.
I think very much this is one of our key pieces right now, because as we're accelerating everything else and everything else is coming in, our body is, I don't want to say that, the slowest to accelerate because it's the densest of our bodies. So when we're working with the axotonal lines for the, you know, intergalactic stuff, then you need to work with your axotonal spin points to bring it through all the way down into your physical body. It's almost easier for me to focus on the things for me out than for me deep in.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that really right now have got to be opened up, because that light body runs along our meridians, which runs along the circuitries to all of our organs. And I know somewhere back in there we did some things on that, but also just to... And there's two things I see in color when I'm working on people. One is the stuff that's for the different chakras, but also and how they grouped their color. That was something that everybody would just do. They would just run energy into the chakra that was the basic chakra color. But if we all went and picked out 12... 144 pick of sticks of different color and bundled them in groups of 12, then what have you put into your chakras? And so that's where I found that when I would be running a certain sound or a certain color, I'm trained in color puncture, where I use colored light on the acupuncture points in place of needles, where would that go? And I was always surprised when I would be working with that orange color that, yes, it went to my kidneys, and, yes, that was one of the dominant ones. But I had tones of that in some of the other chakras. That's why sometimes when you work to upgrade or are working on something specific as far in your body, you also see a change in other things. And that's the same thing with your different, as we're bringing in that seventh dimensional template and bringing in the, I want to say, different version of the energy of love that we haven't had contact with up until this point. How is that flowing through your body?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why they want us to make sure we take some of our personal time. What I'm seeing is to develop, integrate, develop. And once you've got integrate and develop and you can hold it in your own space, then you can go share it outward with others.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not circulating or being aware of it for yourself, you really can't take it out there for others.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been focusing a lot on the magenta diamond and you know, all of the aspects of that that we worked on in the last conference. I find that an absolutely transformative tool. But it's a question of bringing that to mind and trying to put that around our body, in our body, and so on, and get the frequencies up. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and how does that magenta affect each part? What are you seeing changes as you run magenta through all your fields?
Mm.
To me, magenta is a very stabilizing because it's got a really strong magnetic.
Mm.
And it's being presented in that marquee diamond shape.
Mm.
Does anybody else have a comment to make on that and the relevancy they found to this, the light templates and the impact that has had on their body and their consciousness developing within the body itself? Because I think that's what we're charged with doing here as the human, as the divine in the body, is bringing that reflection out into the worlds of form through our body. And it starts first inside of us, in our consciousness. But it doesn't go anywhere if you don't transmit it through your physical. So anybody else like to comment on that or comment on what they have noticed in the recent teachings and the changes that are in progress?
Hi, Joan, it's Kathleen. Hi, Joan and John.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I guess you were in my backyard this week. Thank you for doing that interview. That's wonderful.
You're welcome.
So a couple things I've noticed. I've been athletic all my life, and what I've noticed since I've gotten back from the conference that less is actually more in terms of activities. I'm letting my spirit guide me and my light body rather than my rational mind saying, well, I have to go to the gym for an hour, and making it this rigid rule. My body doesn't want that anymore. I'm being led by the consciousness. and less is more. Like, it's now more of gentle walking and taking time to breathe and enjoy the light and the sky and the nature. And my body feels healthier than ever. I don't feel the need to be pushing it so hard. That's one thing. And then the other thing I've noticed is that I'm more aware than ever of the fact that the consciousness leads the body. And in so doing, I'm also aware when the consciousness is hurting the body. And so if I catch myself with any kind of reactivity, I say, no, I don't want to hurt my body with these thoughts. I don't want to hold this consciousness because that's going to run adrenal cortisol or, you know, some kind of negative energy that's going to interrupt the neurological flow of my brain and the hormones. So I'm just really aware of the consciousness, it's the effect on the body in a way that I have not. I think when Anrita was talking about it in the Temple of Transparency, that these denser emotions were really going to fall away. And the way I'm seeing how that happens is my body can't tolerate them, even
right.
on TV or in the news. It's just, no, it's like I'm more sensitive than ever, but then that's good because I can interrupt anything in my own space, in my own consciousness that's not supporting my health. And I feel so at ease. I'm sleeping 8 or 9 hours at night. Everything just feels so harmonious that since, you know, I've returned from the conference. So, and in the subsequent, I had a question though, and maybe you can answer this, Joan. Can we still access our recordings during the time of silence? Are we allowed to review our classes, or is it completely?
Oh, most definitely. Yes.
Okay, good.
That's a definite, yeah. And actually, I'm sure in our next session that they will be talking about the importance of those reviews, not only all of the recordings from this year, but actually in previous years, because everything comes together in one way or another. The precision in this teaching has been amazing to me. And so the review, taking this quiet time to review and energetically embody it. And I think sometimes, you know, we get busy with our day-to-day life, and I know in my own instance, I had the opportunity before this interview to review some things, and especially to begin to review how this triadic spin mechanism and the chakras function. There were some things that I had really, because we are using it in a different way now, but in the beginning stages of that, how that has progressed, how we have energetically progressed. So when you do those reviews, it refreshes that and lets you see more clearly how far you've come in 4 years or 5 years. That definitely.
Good, good. Because there's so much there, just even in the class I was listening to last week's class, or the class on the 12th of November, and I'm like, oh, my, I could study this for a month or two or three.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so much there. The other additional comment I'll have, I'm sure we all can attest to the fact that all you have to do is Google Ascension or Light Body, and there's a million people out there will give you a free DNA upgrade, or, you know, or not necessarily free, but you can, there's lots of people talking about the Ascension process now in the body, which is exciting. What I so appreciate about the teachings that you've brought forth, Joan, is that it's so precise and detailed, and long term. I've looked at some of these things online, you know, and they, for $17.95, you get your new DNA, and I thought, that's interesting.
Yeah, right.
Because I know for me, this process is a process. It takes time to allow these energies to actually seat in the DNA and to shift the old DNA and shut it down, that those things are happening gradually. Of course, like Charlotte and Peggy were talking about and Kelly, with the light and the love and the sound. But I love that we can be working with this ongoingly, that it's not a one-shot deal, that it's really, we have each other and the teachings to come through on a regular basis. So I'm just so grateful. Just want to express that. It's such a beautiful, unique set of teachings, and I'm just so, so grateful.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Pat. Hi.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Jay, I appreciate everyone's comments. And Kathleen, you really kind of brought up something very important for me that I'd like to underscore, and that is simply to be gentle with our physical body as we're going through these changes. Because I can sometimes sort of be like a drill sergeant to my body, not that I'm out there exercising like crazy, but just, well, why isn't this improved and why isn't that improved? And I'm sitting here looking at, I think it was Kimberly, wasn't it, that did this wonderful graphic with Yeshua in the middle. And I know that the other night I just brought that up kind of visually with Yeshua in the middle. And then I remember, and if I'm wrong, Joan, clarify me, but when Yeshua spoke to us time before last, he pointed out again that he was in the center and that he was holding his hands out for us. And that is so powerful to me and so gentle and just swirls with what others have talked about with colors. But for me, it's kind of an iridescent swirling in circles and curlicues. And Yeshua right in the middle of this beautiful, beautiful magenta, just saying, take your time, breathe, you are loved, you can do this. And then I look at all the support around the four areas with the archangels and the winged ones and the whales, and I notice then any kind of strident feelings I might have in my physical body just begin slowing down and calming down. And maybe to some of the spaces in between everything, as Kelly and Charlotte and everyone was talking about with colors, that's when I see and hear tones and this kind of iridescence that is a combination of indigo and, well, really magenta and all the colors. And when I focus on that, I try and in my walking around life, take it into Walmart, the grocery store, wherever it may be. And I do notice quite a bit of difference there, but I just wanted to, to underscore the importance of the gentleness and no rush, and that we're doing well. So thank you. I feel gratitude for all of you.
Hello, can you hear me? Hi.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I was muted or unmuted. This is Rosemary, and I'm really loving what everybody's saying. It feels very relevant to my last few weeks since the last call and even since the conference. And I wanted to say that my experience in the last few days has been just what was mentioned, that from being in a very expansive space of the light body, the physical body then is relaxed and open and receptive. And those kinks and, you know, tensions that we're carrying and transforming don't exist when you're in that expansive space. And it seems that holding that attention point there in these expansive spaces, in the cosmic temple of light, in these energies of the non-physical, really filter down and flow down into the physical in a way that I'd never experienced before. So all the colors and the lights and the sounds and this ease and those vibrations are now in my body entering and upgrading in a way that I am really grateful for. I feel very supported, and it's in a way that I don't think could happen before the last conference and the second iterations of the templates that we have now at our disposal, that we can draw from. So I just wanted to make that comment. One, I'm very grateful, and two, I'm experiencing in these last few days very intensely the physical shifts resulting from these expansive energies becoming physicalized.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Sharka. I also would like to share something which I have observed about myself, how I have changed the most in last year through these lessons and the conference, that my life has simplified. Since I was born this lifetime, I always sensed, I heard the urge that I came here to do something very important. However, along with it, my interpretation was that I have to do something for it. And now I have realized and that I really don't have to do much. Well, I have to do a lot, but what it is to change my vibration, to raise my vibration, and that's what helps Earth and humanity and myself. And that's the simplicity which I have received, and it put me in ease. And I feel like my body is following this consciousness, and it's also healthier. And I did have a lot of problems physically, which I feel that it's healing. And I sense a grace with my body. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Malena, do you have anything you'd like to add to that about the body?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I think it was very interesting. Joan and I were just discussing about the body, so you guys are just channeling us too. And And it's, yeah, everything you say is so right on. And one of the things that the she has continually been saying to me since the conference is that we need to honor the body that we're in. You need to come to love and accept the body that you're in. And she has said it just over and over, and it's apparent why, because, you know, you're all picking all of that up, these energetics. And this body is amazing, and it is, we are being asked as we raise all these frequencies in the body to upgrade, but we have to begin with loving the body that we have, the body that we chose. And this body is our vehicle to take us, that taking you to where you are today, but it is the earth vehicle that is taking you on this ascension path to where we're all going. And it, one of the things that isn't sometimes that as humans, you know, we're very judgmental of the bodies that we have. It's not this or it's not that, or, you know, we wish it was this or we wish it was that. And she says, look, you know, you do love your body. Get to know your body. Become intimate with it. Talk to your body. And the more that you can love and accept your body, the more light that it can hold. And she went on to tell me that, she says, from their perspective, our human bodies are one of their greatest creations. And that's coming from soul. And that has just so resonated with my soul. And I don't give my body, have not been giving my body a lot of thought. You know, it's there, it's good, it works, great. But hearing her words, it allowed me to slow down and express to my body the appreciation for it and all that it does for me and where it's taken us. And if you really stop and think about it, I mean, it is, the bodies are miracles, and they are sacred. And we should honor the sacredness in it just as much as we do everything else. So I do appreciate everybody's conversation, because you're right on and you're exactly where they've been encouraging us to look at. Joan, you have anything to add to that?
Well, the only thing that comes to mind, you know, we spent a lot of time in our group opening channels of communication within our body, within the organs, within, through the axotonal lines, within the stargates, within the ley lines of the earth, just a whole, you know, when we get into this time of silence, it's not, you know, vacation time, really. It's about reviewing all of the things that we have learned. So I think that one of the most important channels are those lines of communication with our body and communicating with our body, like so many have said, and Kathleen just talked about, listening to what the body needs, and not to be harsh with it, to be gentle with it. If it means slow down, if it means be a little more active, but not in a way that is injuring the body. If there's a the body will tell you if there's a change in diet or foods that it needs at any particular time. So I think these are the things we really have started to learn. And it's the vast channels of communication, but not to neglect the communication with our body.
Hi, this is Susie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, Susie.
Hi, thanks. Hello. I really appreciate this so much, and Kathleen, Joan, and everyone has been speaking up how we feel about our body and the communication with our body, and our mental dialogue is so huge, and I know that's been a big thing in my space, to love and appreciate my body and to listen to it and speak to it and accept it for where I am and where my body is, and to continue to love and appreciate it and go forward in love and respect and just pay attention to how I'm feeling. Like when we went to the Temple of Transparency, and ever since then, I've been really slowing down, like Pat said. When I get to those spots where I'm doing the negative thoughts, the negative reactions, when somebody says something that irritates me or resonates with me on a negative type level, all of a sudden I'm just finding myself slowing way down and just stopping and paying attention to what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, and asking myself, what is this here? What is triggering me? What is this for me to look at? What am I seeing? What am I feeling? What am I hearing? What am I doing here in my mental, emotional body? And it's really helped me to stop and pay attention to all those things and to feel more centered and just stop, feel the love, and just let go whatever it is that's pulling on me. Just let it go and just feel the love and appreciation and look at what's the next step I need to go from here. And that's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Well, great comments. I think another key awareness that has happened for our group is when we were taken to the Temple of Transparency, because we are now conscious through the influence of that Temple of Transparency of the things that limit us, but not only that, of the beauty of who we are. So that when you see the things that are limiting you or causing damage to the body or to your emotions, and you change those, just as that information came to you and you saw it, the transparency that then appears as you shift your consciousness and your thoughts and your emotions and the beauty and the light that you hold within yourself, you see that also. And so that's very transparent. So nothing is hidden in the unconscious. Everything is being brought into the beauty of the light that you are. So that might be an interesting piece that we would want to explore for a few minutes. Anybody have any comments about that?
Yes, I agree.
Hello, this is Valley.
Hi.
I hope I'm not interrupting anyone. I wanted to comment on how so much aware I am of my body's reactions to the food I've been eating. And recently I was buying these energy bars because I've been running to town for therapy a lot. And I started noticing indigestion. Well, I never got indigestion, so this was freaking me out. And then another time, I mean, in the meantime, I bought some pickled beets, which hadn't been available all summer. And I just was eating them, you know, like just about every night. I was so happy to get them. But I was getting so bad indigestion. I couldn't figure out what was going on. So I just sat and asked, what is it I'm supposed to do? You know, where do I start? And I get the message, look at your labels. So I went to the pickled beets, which, you know, I've been eating for years, and they started putting high fructose corn syrup in them.
Oh.
And then, you know, I guess it was after that. Well, that night, I looked at the label, and normally I would, you know, I had like two beets left or something like that. Normally, I would go ahead and eat them because that's what I was taught all my life, to eat up your food. And I stood there and looked at those beets, and I went, what would my body want, you know? Eat more of what, you know, it's rebelling against? And I decided just to throw them out. And in 30 minutes, my indigestion was completely gone.
Good for you.
Yeah. And so it turned out the energy bars have high fructose corn syrup, or if they're labeled no high fructose corn syrup, I looked and they've got high maltose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be better, but evidently it's not, or they'll be putting just fructose in. So I looked up all that stuff, the syrup and the fructose in it, and it's all really bad for your body. It's so highly refined, and it's really hard on your liver. And, you know, once I stopped eating that, now I have to read all the labels on everything I buy. Yesterday was a grocery buying day, and I was reading labels all day long. I couldn't believe what they're putting in food now. So, but that's, and the thing about the indigestion stopping because I refused to eat that food, you know, it just blew my mind.
Well, it's obviously that you want to be more kind to your body, to love yourself.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pay more attention to it.
Hi, guys. This is Jody. Can you hear me?
Hi, Jody.
Hello. Speaking of food and body, and you know, I've been studying a lot about what to eat, what not to eat. I'm almost done with a 5-month cleanse for detoxing and, you know, the heavy metals and all that. And I am finding, and I've always looked at labels, you know, since the beginning of time. But it's, you know, it is an aspect, part of that, the transparency and being intuitive, because yeah, part of my age also is kind of taking that eyesight thing, so reading labels is really hard. I mean, I'll get like a kid to go, you know, I'm in the grocery store, I can't read this. Can you read this? You know, if I don't have my glasses or whatever. But I just find that as I ask it, like I'll walk through the store, you know, and I hate to go even on the inside of the out, but if I ask it, it will tell me. And part of that information, that intuitive, that piece that's opening up for me is what do I eat now that I've cut out eating just about everything. I'm not much of an eater anyways, but when I start limiting myself even more, I've just walked through with Cliff. He just went on a 7-day water fast. And then it's like, so what do I start eating? You know, so, you know, we bounce it off of each other. You know, what is this? What is this? What's in this? And I think that's a big part of our shifting bodies is as we go crystalline, we can't put toxins in. It's bad enough for breathing them and, you know, the food, the water, all of it around us. So as we do that, when we bring in love, bring in light, how many times I have to remind myself to bring in nutrients. Tom Kenyon did a beautiful piece on Trillium, and it's bringing in nutrients from other dimensions, other galaxies. It's allowing it. It's putting our focus on it, bringing it in. You know, so has anybody had experience with, I mean, obviously we're not breatharians at this point, at least I'm not, but bringing in love, light, and nutrients. So that's all I have to say.
Well, I bet
Hi, this is Katie.
Thought about that. Hi, Katie.
Yeah. Yeah, and Jody, I can't answer that last question you just posed, but in line with what people are saying about their body and the effect of transparency, the transparency has been dramatically huge for me. And I've been able to look into my body and literally perceive now, at this point, the blocks, the toxins. And I've come to the knowing that for me, all levels of me, must work together on this and clear the body in order to raise it up. That for the moment, as long as I maintain all the things we've done with our consciousness, that's as far as that goes, and now it's time for the body. So I have been also, like you, Jody, exploring many different approaches. I actually have a physical situation I'm working on, and so I've been looking into all the suggestions out there. And there are magnificent suggestions, and many of them contradict each other. It comes down to working in unity, every level, from the soul spirit, from the all that is, down to the soul spirit, into the cells, into the mitochondria, into the DNA. It's every single level. We'll be working on this. And so I'm putting the information together, and then the whole of me will have to make the decision of what approach we will take. But for me, and it may be for others in this group, it has become very, very physical. Not just continuing, of course, to bring in our love and light and all the light templates and frequencies we have been gifted with, but for me, it is right down to the level of micronutrients and what to eat and those kinds of questions. I would like to suggest a book of great interest. It's called Grow a New Body by Alberto Viodo, a man trained in medical anthropology, psychology, and decades of high-level shamanic training from Peru in the Amazon rainforest. He literally has regrown his heart and his liver and his brain. And what excites me about that is we are growing a new body. We're growing a fifth-dimensional vehicle. So we can take parts of what he suggests and combine it with the very precise information techniques that we have been given through all these years, and perhaps put something really extraordinary together. But it's going to come down to asking the body, soul, spirit, body, what's right for us. What's right for us this day, this week, this month, at this point. So, yeah, the temple of transparency and the need to work in love and unity with a physical body has just been absolutely huge for me since the conference.
Hello, this is Charlotte.
Thank you, Katie.
Hello, this is Charlotte. Back to Jody's comment about the minerals and things. There, if you go down to the Platonic chart of elements, there is color codes for which ones that everybody, each one has, from the basic ones that we know, like calcium and, you know, magnesium, potassium, down to the trace ones. And that was one of the things I studied, because when my body was deficient in the color code of orange, calcium is one of the ones that come in that grouping. And as we are building these new bodies, we often have to get back to the what I call the one ingredient diet. You know, you eat the apple. You don't have to worry about
yeah,
it having been processed.
Yeah, don't put anything with it.
Yeah, you know. So that makes it a little easier, you know. And if it can't, my saying is, you know, three ingredients. If it's a paragraph, I just put it back on the shelf. It's not. It's got way too many things that I'm going to deal with. But also the flip side of that is then, like, we're building these high silicon-based bodies. So on the side of my refrigerator, I have the chart that has the highest foods that have silica in it, because if I'm expecting my body to go from that carbon base to the silicon base to the crystalline type base body, I need to add more material that's that and less of the carbon base.
Huh.
And so it's just, I call it my good list. Pick something off of there, or make sure these things are blended into part of whatever I'm cooking for the, you know, feeding myself.
And thanks. Good information.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi. This is Linda.
Hi.
In response to Jody's comment, I've had experiences for a very long time with, I've been very sensitive to my physical body for a really long time. And I used to sun gaze, like, religiously. And there's a way that the body drinks in nutrition that is hard to describe, but it's easy to... energy comes in through waves, and a lot of it's through your eyes. And I've had experiences in the last, well, this summer, of having the sunset bathe my body and completely energizing it. And I've had an experience where the water did the exact same thing, and it felt like every single cell of my body was receiving the energy. Now, I'm sensitive to it. That's not to say that that's not happening to everybody. I'm just aware on a different level sometimes, not all the time. And I really believe, you know, and I've believed this for ages, that ultimately, we could live on sunlight, water, and air, but we're not ready to, and nor do we really want to. But everything that is available, and it can be received by every single cell of our body in a moment. I mean, both of those things that I described happened in a moment, and it was completely absorbed. And it was an amazing experience, you know. And to me, it's like, okay, that's where I'm headed, you know. And it doesn't seem to matter, at least for me, what I eat and what I don't, at least at this point, because I'm really not getting my nutrition that way. My nutrition's coming through the sun, And I get a lot of it by simply putting water out in the sun for 3 days and then drinking it. And then it's like the sun has encapsulated into the water, and now I'm drinking a vitamin and drinking the sun. And I think that does more for my body than anything else that I do. And I've been doing that for years, so. But I have had momentary experiences of really feeling what it's like to receive it. And any of us can do that. And just on an aside note, I just wanted to say thank you to this entire crucible. I am so honored to be part of it. And the job that you guys did for Egypt and Saudi Arabia was over the top, mind-blowing, phenomenal. Just got to say.
I was going to ask how it turned out. I was so excited when you chimed in. Oh my God!
I've been wanting to write it into a long note and post it because it belongs to everybody. And I have to sit down and put all my thoughts in one spot. And I've been trying to. I finally caught up with our studies because I was two sessions behind, but listening to the call and experiencing, you know, what, oh my God. And yeah, I was the vehicle. I was just the person that raised my hand and said, I'll do it. You know, I'll go there physically. But the portal that was opened for Dubai is ongoing. It's like the divine feminine, the she energy, which is such a beautiful word, the she energy was anchored there, and it's wrapped in the violet fire. And that portal is as big as the entire airport. And as people go through that airport, from now on, just with, you know, sending just a little bit of light there, a little bit of the she energy in your meditation, it will keep it alive and vibrant. And just allow people to easily go. It's like a portal of grace. Just allowing people to almost like reset their clock just that little bit. And if you're a traveler, oh wow, you get a lot of it. And then it goes out from there. It's going out through the energy of the air. It affects everything. It affects the earth. It affects the water. It's an amazing thing to have done, and I am so honored and grateful, because I could not have done that by myself. It wouldn't have happened, and I really feel this completely sincerely, that Egypt, I don't know that it would have been as perfect as it was, because I was almost like split in two, so it was really hard to stay fully focused, but I had set the whole thing up before I ever walked into the pyramid. And then with Dubai, you know, it takes that level of the community of us holding that she energy for that to happen. So, OMG, I'm on the ground bowing to all of you right now. I'm dead serious. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. This is Shaka again. I just want to thank you, Linda, for doing physically what you are doing. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you, Shaka.
Well, I think our time is about finished. This has been a lovely, unbelievable conversation. And thank you for everybody who is here. Whether you spoke or not, it means a lot when we gather energetically. So I think that no one really had any outstanding questions, so it really wasn't needed that one of our teachers come to explain things further. I think everybody is doing a terrific job of the beginning integrations of the massiveness of the energetics and the concepts that we've been given. So we look forward to seeing you again in a couple of weeks. And everyone have a beautiful Thanksgiving if you are in this area that celebrates that at this time. And we'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Many blessings.
Thank you. Bye.
Happy love you all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Love you all.